tie manga namge ngô nye sơ sơ ràng rì yê shì chù yô tù sùm gà rì yông la chù bò bù
Đà kì tì rào
kùn tù trù bè la tù sùm sàn jì kùn tù trì nè ma ngô chàng xà chì chà nì nyù jì ma yùm tù ụt bà nà la chù bò bù
Kàng yì yì la trìn bà
sàn jì chàng
dè bè ngô tù tù rùn dè bà yì chù sòng yì
xì nù bù chì nàm gì tà sù
sàn tù mà rù bù bà
Go. Look, Rinpoche. Look. Yeah. Go get from Rinpoche.
Sure. Come.
Yeah. He has a good apple. Look.
I don't know your names. I'm looking at the bases to which names are given. I don't know the name that is defined. I'm looking at the defining characteristics. Now we're in this secluded place, surrounded by rock mountains, so we should sing lots of songs.
Look
The sound of the songs is a dependently arisen appearance that manifests due to the coming together of a collection of causes and conditions. And and these causes and conditions include faith and prajna. And so and so the sound of these songs that we sing are the greatest sounds of all. Yeah. What do you want? We'll sing two lines of a Milarepa song that go, Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. How incredibly amazing. Emma, the phenomena of the three realms of samsara, while not existing, they appear. We don't exist at the same time we appear. We are empty at the same time we appear. We are just like reflections. So you should know that to know yourself as appearance and emptiness inseparable is to know what you actually are. It's not making something up. It's to know your own nature. Don't think that you are just putting this idea of appearance and emptiness onto something which is not that. Just sort of making it up. That's what you actually are, is appearance and emptiness. Let's sing all these forms.
Yeah.
When you clear your throat like that, it makes your voice sound good.
Yeah.
All these forms, appearance, emptiness, like a rainbow, with its shining glow in the reaches of appearance emptiness. Just let go and go where no mind goes. Every sound
emptiness, like the sound of an echo's roll in the reaches of sound and emptiness. Just let go and go where no man goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness, way beyond what words can show. In the reaches of bliss and emptiness, just let go and go where no man goes. All awareness, awareness, emptiness, way beyond what thoughts can know. In the reaches of awareness, emptiness, let awareness go where no man goes. Let awareness go where no man goes.
Gore te ranga rangi tembe.
This is a song that helps you remember your own basic nature. We need to remember what we actually are, what our own basic nature is. Doing that is the view. And just relaxing within this basic nature is meditation. Raise your hand if you've ever dreamed and knew that you were dreaming. Just raise your hand right away. A lot of people. That's good. So we'll sing lots of dream songs. How many people have recognized your dreaming and flew in the sky? A lot. How many of you have recognized your dreaming, flew in the sky, and sang a song? How many?
Wakal. This is Wakal. Wakal.
Sing a nice song.
Like a vulture flies, that's how I fly. And like a hawk dives, that's how I dive. And the lightning strikes.
Malarebe, Jagala Penne, then the Tepusanga don't put a magic drop of germo, La Malatin, Dama Samuntode, then the Malarebala, Tosaje, Tesunchene, Loktachene, Ore, then the Malarebe, Jamaja Paja, Torte, Rezon Bachole, and Bacabs of Surmale, then the Mela Sapa Pecha Bacanga, Mela Sapare, then the Caps of Rezon Balota Chimbuchibare.
Those were some miracles that Milarepa displayed for Rechungpa when after Rechungpa had gone to India and relied on famous teachers like Tipu Sangat Dompo and Machik Drupe Gyalmo and gotten some very special teachings, but then came back to Tibet feeling arrogant and having wrong views about his teacher, Milarepa. And so once after that happened and after he met Milarepa again and he brought all of his special teachings, texts with him, then Milarepa sent him to get some water and Rechungpa got distracted by this miracle that Milarepa displayed of one wild ass turning into another wild ass until there are 100 wild asses. And in the meantime, Milarepa took all of Rechungpa's black magic texts and burned them. And when Rechungpa came back, then Rechungpa was very upset and had a lot of mistaken views about Milarepa. And that's when Milarepa did these things like flying like a vulture and that Walker just sang about. It's good. You should do that. Walker will teach this song and dance, and everybody should learn it.
Walker, Jagala Lune, Golo Demjo, Yoni Hisang, Zab, Yoni Hisavitas, Nekola Lugre, Kondene, Labre, Rogalabre.
Walker is about to go on a pilgrimage in India to the 24 sacred places of Chakrasamvara. And so he'll teach you this song.
Yeah, just taking up the console of logic here.
Please dance this again and tell the story. Before they didn't know the story of what was going on, so now they do.
Like a vulture flies, that's how I fly. And like a hawk dies, that's how I dive. And the lightning strikes. How fast I am, and the leaping wind, that's how I jump.
That you know, you only get up your net or the living young here within the water.
At each of the 24 places of Chakrasamvara, you should dance this dance.
Then Jagada, Nito, the Santan La Sova Zubere, then Rechungpa, Rechungpa, the Jarvare. That didn't go to the Tinitota Mamba Tempre.
This story started when Milarepa was resting in the equipoise of luminosity. And through his clairvoyance, he saw Rechungpa coming back to Tibet in the form of a crystal stupa. But as the crystal stupa was coming back to Tibet, he saw that a storm engulfed it and destroyed it. And so he said, oh, my son Rechungpa is encountering some obstacle. It's not an obstacle of health, physical health. It's an obstacle that there is some non-dharmic thing happening in his mind. And so he went to the border of Tibet and India to wait for Rachumpa as Rachumpa came back. And that's when the story began. And from that point on, Milarepa showed Rachumpa a great number of miracles.
Rachumpa, deni, dorje pami longdebe, gadinje loma, daba dabare, deni ko hira chumbo yire samza, deni malarebe, karla na hira nyingamut. Ko ka malaka lin som jagbare.
Rachumpa was one of Milarepa's two best students. He was the student who was like the moon, but he was smart and he was also stubborn. And there were three occasions on which he didn't do what Milarepa told him to do. He did something else. I think Rachumpa was 13 when he met Milarepa. We have to look just to make sure, but it was something like that. And Rachumpa was working as a cowherd, as a shepherd, and he was riding a donkey.
Cowboy.
That's what the Tibetan cowboys do, is they ride donkeys sometimes.
Donkey boy.
And he was just riding along near a place where Milarepa was singing in a cave. And when he heard Milarepa's voice, he thought it was so beautiful and he wanted to go and see who was singing like that. And when he met Milarepa, he gave rise to great faith in him and asked and became Milarepa's student.
Then that was Lord Jimambo here. Then Tanta Malarebe Kong Lota, Lota Chamber Cups of Zendro Chick, Mambo Temben and Chick Charge, Pavong Sosom, the Ari Gold Pentagon Trumpery, Trump Cabayer. Chiranzo and his rope.
And one of the miracles that Milarepa displayed to Rachumpa out of the many ones is the miracle of the big boulder at the steep mountain pass. And Ari will now dance this for you. And later you should learn how to sing and dance it too. We need a big boulder. Who's going to be the big boulder? Like you're a bull. Yeah, that's good. This is the big boulder at the steep mountain pass. The ones going up, bang it on the right. And the ones coming down, bang it on the left. If you hit it with 100 hammers, it would not break. If you lit 100 fires under it, it would not melt. But if you want to knead it like dough, you knead it like this. If you want to pour it like water, you pour it like this. If you want to squish in it like mud, you squish in it like this. And if you want to shoot it like an arrow, you shoot it like this.
Maybe
you go like that.
yang re chong ba la song be yi chi je yi re yi chi je thap to ma chu ki thap to na da da ma to na ji sa la de ge to ge lo ko ta ma re wo lo
How many people know French? Raise your hands. Rechumpala tawa tombe yeshe gingundu.
Tawa tombe yingle. Longjorje saro. Yesarwa. Longjorje, ya trap. Longjorje trap.
Now we'll see, we'll sing the song that Milarepa sang and danced.
Longjorje.
The eight kinds of mastery. Not separating appearance and emptiness, this is view as mastered as it can be. Not seeing dreams and day as differing, this is as meditation as it can be. Not bliss and emptiness seen as differing, this is conduct as mastered as it can be. Not seeing the here and hereafter as differing, this is their nature as mastered as it can be. Not seeing mind and space as differing, this is as Dharmakaya as it can be. When pleasure and pain are not two different things, this is instruction as mastered as it can be. Not seeing affliction and wisdom as differing, this is as full as realization can be. Not seeing your mind and Buddha as differing, this is as full of fruition as it can be.
Hi, Janguru. Tambo, Tambo, Petra Mela Mazakupa, Kuni, Jang Maja, Puja, Trone, Rechon Patele, Yingsomore.
Now is the time for total audience participation. And so we're going to first listen one time to the song that Milarepa sang to Rechungpa about the miracle of the wild asses. Rechungpa didn't know about this at first. He just got distracted by watching these wild asses and a wolf chase the wild asses away. But later, after Milarepa burned all of his texts and Rechungpa had, and many other things happened, and so finally Rechungpa gave up his mistaken views, then Milarepa sang this him this song about what had actually happened. Until that point, Rechungpa didn't know. So, tsachi tang tene tsani pa chapna. The appearance of one wild ass giving birth to many, one after the other, was a demonstration pointing out of how the equal taste of Dharma Dhatu can appear in a great variety of forms, while never leaving being equal taste. And then when one wild ass turned into a big wolf and chased away all the other asses, that pointed out to Rechungpa that if you recognize the true nature of one disturbing emotion, then you can chase, you have the remedy for them all. So the song Milarepa sang goes like this. I'll sing it once, and then we'll all dance this together. Think while this is happening about how it is that from Dharma Dhatu, which is actually of the nature of one taste, a great variety of appearances manifest. So it's one manifesting as many, many having the nature of one. That's what you should be thinking about. And then think about how it is that if you can just recognize the nature of one disturbing emotion like anger, you're all set. You have the remedy that works on them all. Knowing the nature of one is to know the nature of them all. And they're all self-liberated. Hey, listen up, Rechungpa, on this untamed Red Mountain Range. This is no place for wild asses. Then that whole flock just appeared instantly. That was unborn one taste Dharma Dhatu, unimpededly appearing to be many. Then you saw one ass become a big wolf and chase the other asses from the range. When you know the true nature of one klesha, you've got a remedy that works on everything. You can chase away all the other kleshas and cross the paths of subject-object duality. This is how emanations of Milarepa gave a teaching to Rechung Dorje Drakpa. They pointed out to him reality's true nature. They pointed out the essence of reality. That's a good song, isn't it? All right, so we all need to be the wild asses. Now, who's going to be the wolf? We need a volunteer for the wolf.
Oh, cool.
That's exactly right. So the way that we'll do this is that we'll stand up first, and then when we hear the line that says, that whole flock just appeared instantly, then we all become wild asses, including...
No. 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 And then when you hear the line, then you saw one ass become a big wolf, that's when you change into a wolf. And you chase us all away. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen up, Red Chumpa, on this untamed Red Mountain Range. This is no place for wild asses. Then that whole flock just appeared instantly. That was a cold one based on my thought, too. Unimpeded appearing to be many. Then you saw one ass become a big wolf. Then chased the other asses from the rain. When you know the true nature of one's nature, you got a remedy that works on everything. This was how emanations of Milarepa gave a teaching to Rechon Dorje Drogpa, pointing out to him reality's true nature. They pointed out the essence of reality. That's good, isn't it?
It would be good tonight if we gather together to listen to the story and sing the songs of Milarepa's meeting with Chirawa Gompo Dorje, which is in the books that we have. And so what would be a good time for that?
8 o'clock.
So, because there aren't so many people here, we can actually put on this as a play.
Oh. Okay.